Of Deuteronomy, please, this morning, Deuteronomy in the chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31. We're going to read the first 8 verses together, please, before we come to God's word. Deuteronomy chapter 31. In the verse number 1, Deuteronomy chapter 31, in the verse 1, and Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Shion, to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. It is the words of verse number 8 that the Lord has laid on my heart as a motto text for our congregation, for the year that lies ahead. Verse 8, And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Can we just still our hearts, please, in a word of prayer before we come to his word. Our Father and our God, we just pray now for thy blessing upon the preaching of the word of God. We just pray, Lord, for the endowment of power from on high. We pray, Lord, for the help of the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, to comfort, to encourage. Lord, to guide us along life's pathway. Lord, we thank thee for thy word. We praise thee, Lord, for the precious word of God. And may thy word, especially this day, be ever more precious to us. Come upon us, we pray. Lord, just help us today as we would come to the scriptures of truth. Lord, we pray through everything that's said and done, may thy name be honored and glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In December 1939, Great Britain was at war with the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. Of course, it was under the dominion of Adolf Hitler at that time. And it was in September 1939 that Britain entered the Second World War. And within 3 months of entering the war, our nation was gripped with fear and uncertainty and with anxiety. How was that new year going to unfold? King George VI was the monarch at that time. And as was the custom, he addressed the nation. But this address at the beginning of the new year was somewhat different than before. Because as he faced into 1940, into a new year, it brought with it much uncertainty, particularly in the midst of war. And it was the desire of the monarch to bring words of peace and calm to the nation in his address to his subjects. And as he brought his message to a conclusion that year, at the end of 1939, the king read out the introduction to a poem that had been brought to his attention by his daughter, Princess Elizabeth. The poem was written by the British poet, Minnie Hoskins. She had entitled it, God Knows. However, the title has been changed in more recent times to The Gate of the Ear. But as King George brought his message to a conclusion, he sought to calm the fears, and he sought to speak concerning the future to a troubled nation. And he sought to remind them that their future was in the hands of God. And as he concluded his address, he did so with these words from that poem that was given to him. He said, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand in the hand of God. And that shall be to you a better light and a safer than a known way." The poem then concluded, "So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, I trod gladly into the night." And as the nation went forth into the new year, they did so with those words. They went forth into the new year in the hand of God. In the setting of our motto text in Deuteronomy chapter 31, there is a period of anxiety and uncertainty as well concerning the future. Moses, who for almost 40 years now has led the children of Israel, he wasn't going to take them any further. Change in the nation was coming about. And he acknowledges that in verse number 2 of Deuteronomy chapter 31. It was a time for him to reflect and a time for him to contemplate. Joshua was that man that God had appointed to lead the nation into the land of promise. And so Joshua and the people were entering the unknown. Certainly with the task ahead of them, yet it was a task that was filled with fear and with feelings about all that was going to unfold. And it is against this backdrop of uncertainty and anxiety that Moses calls the people together here in Deuteronomy 31, and he addresses them. We don't have time to consider those words in the opening part of Deuteronomy chapter 31, but I want you to take time to read them when you go home, because they are some of the most precious words. But after addressing the nation as a whole, he then turns his attention in verse number 7 to Joshua in particular. In verse number 7 he says, "Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people." Moses reminds Joshua of his calling. He says, "You cannot leave this people now. You must go with them. It is the will of God for your life and for their life that you go forward with them into blessing, and that you go to inherit that land that the Lord has already promised to you." I think as you read through verse number 7, it is clear that Joshua feared the task that lay before him. He felt unable for the task that God had called him to, and so Moses seeks by his own experience to encourage Joshua and the people. This was a very personal word from one leader to another. And I believe this is a very personal word today to your hearts. As a congregation today, as we set out into this new year, as we even set out into a new week, a week that will bring change, a month that will bring change, a year that is filled with the unknown, yet I want you to see that this is a word to you today from God. As you face the future this week, this month, this year, as you, like Joshua, set out in this first Lord's Day of this new year, facing into a period of your life that is very much unknown, and walking a pathway this week, this month, this year that you have not walked before, here's a word. A word to encourage and a word to lighten as we pass through the days, the weeks, the months of 2018. Verse 8, "The Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." As we consider very simply the words of this motto text for today in verse 18, I want you to see four thoughts from this verse. First of all, there is the arrangement of our lives in 2018. the arrangement of our lives. Moses speaks to Joshua and reminds Joshua that his life is ordered and arranged by the Lord. Verse number 8, "And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee." The word Lord there, of course, is in capitals. It's referring to the Jehovah God, the covenant-keeping God, the God of heaven and earth, not merely simply God, but the God. And this Jehovah God, Moses reminds Joshua, goes before you into the future because he has planned the future. As God goes before Joshua, he does so because God has planned every step, every pathway of Joshua's future. God goes before him. God goes on ahead of him because he knows the way that Joshua will take in the days ahead. Why? Because in the sovereign plan of God, he has planned every step of his life in the future. Moses says to Joshua, as you stand at the threshold of this new challenge, as you stand at the threshold of this new opportunity, this new pathway in your life, God is a way on ahead of you already. God has planned your whole life all out before you. He has ordered your future ministry. There's nothing left to chance or to luck, but it's all in the divine providence and plan of God. He reminds Joshua, I believe, in those words there in verse 8, it is he that doth go before you. He reminds Joshua that whatever has happened to you up until this point has all been ordered by God. But he also reminds him that whatever happens from this point on is likewise ordered and arranged by God. Dear child of God, today rest assured in the fact that your life is not out of control. Yes, I know at times, from a human point of view, that's how it seems. But everything that happens, happens for a purpose and happens according to God's plan. Last year brought sorrow. Last year brought trial and trouble. Last year brought joy and happiness. But just as last year was planned by God, so is 2018. As you step out into 2018 with all of its unknowns and with all of its uncertainties and with all of the natural fears and the natural frettings, you won't tread one step in 2018 that has not been ordered or planned by God. Your life has been planned by an all-wise and an all-loving God. God who in his infinite wisdom and in his inscrutable will and his unfailing love for you has planned it so. You see, in 2018, you will only walk down those pathways that God has already planned for you to walk down. And as you walk down that pathway, the Lord has already gone on ahead of you. God has already gone into the week that lies before. And God has already planned and prepared the way ahead for you. You see, those things that cause you concern and anxiety about this week, about the future, the Lord's already there. And he's working it all out. And he's preparing it all for you. In Isaiah 45 and verse 2, he says, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. God has gone before us into this new year already, making those crooked places straight for us. And so what do we need to do? We simply need to follow his leading. He goes before us as the captain of our salvation. He doesn't drive us, but rather he leads us from the front. He is our forerunner. And as we go into this new week, and as we go into this new year, we need to get our eyes off the circumstances that this new week or this new year may unfold for us. And we need to get our eyes on the one who controls our circumstances and who is on ahead of us in our circumstances. You see, to the world, the unbeliever, their concern is what lies before them. But I believe for the believer, we should not be taken up with what lies before us, but rather we should be taken up with who is before us. The Lord. The Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. And our eyes must be on Him. Christ, as our forerunner, goes on before us. And of course, in the greatest and the fullest sense, and we don't have time to develop this theme, but Christ has gone on before us into heaven. Christ is our, as our forerunner, has entered there within the veil into heaven itself. Remember what He said to those fearful disciples, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. And Christ's entry into heaven going on before us assures us of our entry into heaven. But even along our earthly pilgrimage, He goes before us, because He has planned every step of the way. As we journey into 2018 and through 2018, whatever it holds for us, the Lord goes before us, because He's ordered it so. We don't step into the unknown, we don't simply step in the steps that He has already prepared for us. That great chapter in John 10, the great shepherd, when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them. And as the great shepherd of our souls, Christ goes before us. As the God-man, He enters into our sufferings and into our sorrows. And He feels our pain. He knows the difficulties. Do you know that in this week that lies before you, the way that you and I will walk this week, He has already walked that way before us. There is the arrangement of our lives in 2018. But I want you to see as well, there is the accompaniment through our lives in 2018. Because the verse goes on that God not only goes before us, but He also goes with us. He accompanies us on that pathway. Verse 8, and the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee, He will be with thee. Here was the assurance of the personal presence of Jehovah God going with Joshua as he faced the unknown future. Moses says to Joshua, God will be with you. Remember those opening words in the book of Joshua itself. And the Lord Himself comes to Joshua. And He comes to those to Joshua with those tremendous words, and He said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. You see, as we journey through this life, there are times when we journey alone. And there are times when life does get very lonely. Our family, our friends, oh, they can't be there with us every step of the way. It's a human impossibility. And Moses is saying to Joshua, I've been with you. We've been working together. But I'm not going with you any longer. My ministry is coming to an end. But as you face into the future, you have this assurance that the Lord goes with you. And he says to him, there'll be times as you work and as you serve for the Lord, it will seem that there is no one else around and no one else to come and no one else there to comfort, yet the Lord. The Lord is with you. Dear believer, if the Lord had not been with us in 2017, we would never have got through it. And the Lord who was with us in 2017 is the same one who will go with us and accompany us on life's journey into 2018. And you know, folks, no matter who walks with us or who deserts us in this year, as long as the Lord walks with us, that gives us confidence to face the future. It's His presence that cheers the pathway. It's His presence that gives us courage for the pathway. And as you step out into this new week, and as you step out into this new year with all the unknown aspect of it all, we don't know what tomorrow will hold. We don't know what this week will hold. But thank God we know the one who holds tomorrow. He holds us by His hand. We need to know the presence of the Lord day by day. Moses himself desired it. He longed for it. He said, "If thy presence go not with me, carry me not up hence." Hymn writer said, I must have the Savior with me. I dare not walk alone. I must feel His presence near me and His arms around me thrown. Then my soul shall fear no ill. Let Him lead me where He will. I will go without a murmur, and His footsteps follow still. God goes before you into 2018, but God also goes with you in 2018. Verses we read last night with Nancy from Isaiah 43. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The Lord never leaves us. And even when it comes our time to leave this old world behind, He never leaves us either. He takes us by the hand, leads us home to glory. There is the arrangement of our lives in 2018. There is the accompaniment of our lives throughout 2018. But there's also the assurance in our lives in 2018. Verse 8 goes on. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Moses comes to Joshua. And remember, Moses is speaking here as one leader to another. And you know how the children of Israel murmured and complained. You know how that Moses had so much to have to deal with and put up with. And there were those who forsook Moses and his ministry. But he comes to Joshua and he says, "He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee." He's saying to Joshua, there will be those who will walk with you, but there will also be those who will leave you, but the Lord will never fail you. And the Lord will never forsake you. The Lord, He will not fail, neither forsake. Oh, so often we look to man and we're disappointed. We look within and we're discouraged. When we look to the Lord, we are delighted because He will never let us down. He will never let you down in 2018. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. As Paul approached the end of his own ministry, he had, like Moses, cause to reflect on his life. And there were times in his life when there were situations that caused his heart clearly to break, even for the great Apostle Paul. And we read there in 2 Timothy chapter 4, often seen to be the last recorded words of Paul. We read there of a particular man, and we made mention of this last Lord's Day evening in our watch night service over in Bangor. Made mention of a man, a fellow laborer, he describes him as in the book of Philemon, by the name of Demas. Demas walked with Paul. Demas labored with Paul. But Demas forsook Paul. And you can almost hear the hurt and the pain in that statement. And then he goes on to recount towards the end of chapter 4. He says, "At first no man stood with me." And you read the account of the conversion of the Apostle Paul. It's very interesting. Because there were very few who were willing to take their stand with Paul. There were very few, actually, who believed that Paul was really saved and converted. And they wanted to put Paul on probation for a little period of time before they got too close. It says, "At first no man stood with me." But then he says, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me." The Lord stood with me. He said, "All men forsook me, but the Lord stood with me, strengthened me." You see, the Lord is a faithful friend. The Lord is not a fair weather friend who leaves us when the going gets tough. He's a faithful and true friend. And as you face into 2018 with all the challenges and with all that it will bring, be assured of this. The Lord will never fail you or forsake you. As Joshua scanned the landscape, and as he stood there looking away over to Canaan, and as Moses talked with him, he was reminded of the future, the way ahead is unknown. Oh, the destination was sure. He knew where he was going. Thank God today, for every child of God, we know where we're going. We're going home to glory. Do you know that? Do you have that assurance? Can you say today it's well with your soul? Are you saved today? Do you know where you're going today? Joshua knew where he was going. He knew the destination, but he didn't know just all the details on that way to that destination. But he knew this. The Lord wasn't going to forsake him. He was assured of the presence of the Lord with him. And he was assured of the power of the Lord going upon him. The Lord will not fail. And the Lord will not forsake. There is not one of us today, not one of us, that is able to say that. I will fail and I will forsake. But the Lord will never fail His people. And the Lord will never forsake His people. And as you face into this new week and into this new year, I remember an illustration that I heard many years ago in a children's meeting talking about the faithfulness of God and how we could remember it. You look at your hand, your four fingers and your thumb in your hand. reminds you of five words concerning the faithfulness of the Lord. I will never leave thee. The tallest finger has got the greatest promise. Never. I, the Lord says, will never fail thee. And dear believer, today when the going gets tough and this week brings its uncertainties and its concerns, look to your hand and remind that little illustration, I will never fail thee. Finally, there is the advice for our lives in 2018. Because on the basis of all that's gone before, Moses gives advice and he gives wise counsel to Joshua. He has said, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Here's the advice now. Fear not. Neither be dismayed. As you face the future, don't face it with fear, but face it with faith. Fear not, only believe. I believe the order there, the arrangement of those verses, those words in verse 8 are very, very significant. Very significant. Don't lose it. Moses doesn't come to Joshua and says right off to him, Joshua, don't fear. Joshua, God has called you to this. Don't fear. Don't be dismayed. No. It's the very last thing he says. Because after he has reminded Joshua of the faithfulness and of the goodness and of the tenderness of the Lord, it's then he says, fear not. And you see, folks, the more we contemplate the nature of our God, a God who never fails us, a God who never leaves us, it's on that basis that we need not fear. The grounds of all that God is and all that God has done for his people and all that God will yet do, he says, don't fear. You see, it's not just some bland statement. Rather, it is a statement based on the goodness and on the grace of Almighty God. Dear believer, today we face the future, whatever it may bring. We can face it with confidence. Because while the Lord is the Lord of the present, while he was the Lord of the past, he's also the Lord of the future. Therefore, fear not. You don't walk into the unknown. You walk into the way that God has already planned for you. Our times are in God's hands. Why should we doubt or fear? A father's hand will never cause his child a needless tear. Well, there have been tears in 2017. And there have been tears already in 2018. And yet God is working all things out for our good and for his glory. Therefore, fear not the future. Don't face 2018 with dread, but rather with joy, knowing that he is in control of the future and that he leads us in the way that he has already marked out for us. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Go out into this new week and go out into this new year and put your hand in the hand of God. Place your life, your struggles, your sorrows, your joys, your happiness, place them all in His hand. I can't assure you of very much in 2018. In fact, I can't assure you of anything. But this I can assure you of. The Lord. He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Let's claim that promise every day of 2018. Let's hold on to the faithfulness of our God. That's why.